Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Happy to have you join us today. Well, the hospital, especially when you need it, is one of the most important places in our community. A new CEO has stepped up to manage Bartlett Regional Hospital, and he comes to Juno by way of McAlester, Oklahoma. That's where he was the chief strategy officer. And before that, he had stints at Providence and Anchorage, as well as the Alaska Native Medical Center. So, David Keith, you are no stranger to Alaska.
Welcome for inviting me.
Welcome to Juno. So good to have you here. A chance to get to know you, and maybe let's before we do that, let's just kind of get some things out of the way that people might be wondering about. Is you do take this job with some baggage that wasn't yours, but but it's left at your doorstep to address. And you know, previously we had a behavioral health chief who was under criminal investigation. The last CEO had to step down. A lot of the upheaval involved the leadership team, not the rank and file, which, you know, we hear many good things, like especially during COVID, that they really stayed strong and kept their nose to the grindstone. But anyway, I guess so you come in with a tall order to sort of restore faith to the management team. Yeah.
You know, Rhonda, I've been in many, many hospitals and facilities, and you always discover baggage when you come in new. And I understand that. And it's unfortunate because this is an incredibly nice, good, solid hospital. But bad things happen. And what I've told the staff is, you know, let's stop looking backwards. Let's start looking forward. Leave the baggage behind. And let's pick up and start anew. And so, to your point, to restore hope, to help people focus on the future, that's what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks. And I've been doing a lot of listening. I've been inquisitive. And I've been there to let people talk to me and tell me how they really feel. And it's resounding what I found. People are just incredibly excited about the future. They want to move forward and leave that past behind. And so I hope within the next month or two that that will be history and we'll be looking to the future talking about what's going to happen next for Bartlett.
Well, all of that stuff happened too at a very difficult time. I mean, yeah. During the pandemic and the staff was pushed, you know, to the brink of dealing with extra things, and the hospital had to come up with plans to work around COVID. So it's been a really tough time, and I know that the president has said that the pandemic is officially over, but what does that mean for hospitals?
Yeah, it's an interesting comment, and if I've listened to the national news talking about the pandemic's over. In people's hearts, it's not over. People are still feeling the pain of what happened in COVID. I still reflect on the number of people we pulled out of the hospital in body bags. It hurts. And people still feel that hurt. But on the other side of that, we can use that energy to help launch us forward. And so, yeah, Bartlett had a double whammy. It had the COVID. It had some challenges, et cetera. And then it had some unfortunate things happen. But you know what? This is a resilient community, and it's a resilient hospital. And every employee I've talked to is looking forward. I mean, the resilience is there and the energy is there. I initially thought I was going to come into a broken hospital. It's not what I found. It's not broken at all. It's just the pieces need to be put back together, and we need to continue moving forward. I am very, very pleased with what I'm finding.
Well, can you tell us about the pieces in general, of what you're, where you think you can make a difference and kind of move forward?
Well, you know, healthcare is changing awfully quickly. And I think for the last several months, if not a year or two, the hospital has been stagnant, waiting for a new vision, waiting for that energy to move forward. And so my job is to help with the board build a new vision for this hospital. Healthcare changes so fast. We're on 2 and 3 year cycles, and we've been stagnant. So now it's time to pick up our pace a little bit and get to work. Many hospitals are becoming more than just acute care centers. They're looking at expanding their service lines. They're becoming more outpatient-like. And so I see a lot of energy behind the hospital. I think people want to grow. They want to see Bartlett successful. My job is to uncuff them and let them do their jobs and make that happen.
Well, one of the things that is kind of interesting about your background is that you have worked in Anchorage at Providence and the Alaska Native Medical Center, which is basically a rural hospital because people come from all over the state, from southeast all right. the way up to Utqiagvik. So you've seen that the nature of hospitals in Alaska is very different.
Absolutely.
And so what do you take away from those two experiences and you hope to bring to this job?
Right. Well, we say they're different, and in a lot of ways they're not different. They still have the challenges that many, many rural community hospitals have. Recruitment and retention of talented people, the recruitment of physicians, being able to provide services adequately. So when I was at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, I got to fly out to many of the rural community frontier hospitals, what we called them then. In fact, that's how I met my wife. She worked in Kotzebue.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so the bottom line is, yes, they're more isolated. They don't have the infrastructure and road systems. But they're challenged with some of the same challenges other rural hospitals. Now, I will tell you, Juneau's a rural community. It's a beautiful community. It's got a lot of opportunity. But it's very different than Western Oklahoma, even though that's a rural community. So the topography different and some of the infrastructure is different. But the needs of the community, the healthcare needs of an individual aren't that much different.
So what brought you to take this job other than, you know, maybe you wanted to come back to Alaska, but was there any particular challenge or thing that you thought, oh boy, this would be interesting to do?
Well, you know, I spent 8 years in Alaska, my wife about 10. I fondly remember listening and learning about Bartlett because when I worked with Alaska Native and or Providence, we would come to Juneau. And so I'm very familiar with Bartlett, and I had good friends here. And so it's always been on my radar, and it's always been a beautiful place to be. But I come from a city-owned hospital in McAllister, and Bartlett's a city-owned. And McAllister was struggling when I got there, and we made some incredible improvements, my team and I and our community. And I thought, I don't have to work anymore. I have choices now. It's no longer a vocation for me. I don't have to build my resume. You've seen all 5 or 6 pages of that. So what did I want to do? I wanted something that fit more to my liking for an advocation. I wanted to go somewhere where I thought I could still be of value and contribute and somebody would embrace my experience. And I'm feeling that. I'm absolutely loving what I'm doing. And I think it's resonating with the people in Bartlett Regional Hospital. And I hope it'll resonate with the community as well.
Well, I guess the one thing that, you know, here you are, you're only probably a month or so into your job, and you're still getting the lay of the land. But if I could do just one thing next, or if I could do 2 things next, what are those 2 big things, 2 or 3 big things that you plan to do?
Well, I've already working with the board and with our leaders. We're crafting a new strategic plan. We're trying to set a new vision. Again, healthcare is churning so quickly that you constantly have to refocus. And that's first and foremost. And the second thing is understanding the organization and its culture, making sure that I truly understand the mechanisms of the hospital and I don't come in and break anything that is working well. And identifying maybe the areas that need improvement. So I'm going through that process. Again, I'm on my 4th week, and I'm discovering things every day. a lot of good things, and then I have some questions about other things. So I'm getting to know people and getting them comfortable, and they're getting to know me. And I think that's incredibly important.
Well, we have an aging population. That's probably one of the most rapidly growing sectors. So as older people, healthcare is at the top of the list of needs, and of course, not having to leave the city, but to have to, you know, be sent to Anchorage or Seattle to deal with major health things.
Right.
How do you hope to improve upon this situation?
Well, Ron, I'm one of those older people, and I don't like to travel out of my community for health care. So I think we need to identify what is leaving Juneau and why is it leaving, and then sit down with the team to say, okay, how do we reverse this? What is it from a quality or customer service perspective we are doing or not doing that's contributing to that? So I suspect there will be a lot of discussions about recruitment, retention, and adding new services. I've also asked my team to think about the acute care hospital as being a health system. We want to make sure that we do more than just acute care. I know we have a nursing home in town. We need to be part of that infrastructure. We have home health and hospice. We need to be part of that too. We need to broaden our perspective with regard to how we deliver care.
And what about interfacing with the native medical care system?
Well, I have experience with that. And they are partners. We may compete on things, but that's healthy. But we have to be partners. Not one entity can be all things to a community. And in McAllister, I partner with the Choctaw Nation, the Cherokee Nation, and the Muscogee Creek Nation. We did things collaboratively, and we competed on other things. Nothing wrong with that. That's healthy, and I think that's good for a community.
You know, I know that in Anchorage, for example, the Alaska Native Medical Center was standby for all emergencies, that if one hospital was overloaded, that patients could go there. So strong health care help in spread across different organizations can be a good thing, do you think?
I think you're correct. I think it can be. I think working together, especially, and not just for acute care, but look at the mental health care needs in the state, in any state. If we don't partner with each other and we work collaboratively, we're not going to achieve the kind of outcomes we need for our citizens. And it's really, at the end of the day, we're here to make sure we meet the healthcare needs of everybody who lives in Juneau. And I think by partnering with others, we can make that happen better.
How about mental health care? Is that on your radar, though?
I'm learning a lot, Rhonda, on mental health care. I want you to know it's one of the positives I found here. This community, this hospital is so much farther ahead than many hospitals in the lower 48 in addressing their mental health care needs. The opportunity we have here, though, however, is broader participation with the state and local governments on meeting the mental health care needs and infusing mental health into primary care services as opposed to being standalone. We need to make it more integrated. And I'm learning a lot because I've not had that much experience other than with geropsychiatry services. But I can see this as a real opportunity for this community and our citizens.
Well, I want to just thank you so much for taking time to give us a chance to get to know you a little bit.
Well,
and
thank you.
I hope you'll come back and give us updates on some of the things that are going on.
Rhonda, I will be here at your beck and call.
All right. Thank you so much. David Keith, the new CEO at Bartlett Regional Hospital.